This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, we're back, the originals!
Yeah!
Andy Boy, King Bolton Grand, how are we doing, lads, alright?
Good.
Good to have you back, Andy Boy.
I've missed you, man.
It's been a hard graph of foot, you mate.
Aye.
Derek Ferguson started that run, didn't he? Struggling.
Mate, he was still sitting there talking to up until last night, Derek.
We had to drag him out, didn't we, Si? Out with ears.
Some man.
See, we usually do that, but we do it for banter, don't we?
He came body for kind of stoke, mate.
Did you see Hutz get his Tony Pulis performance last week, 4-4-2?
But the main man, he outshone him, didn't he? On that tactics board. Well, cheers, yeah. Andy.
By the way, the big man did do well, but...
Man knows his stuff, does his coaching that and all?
Aye.
So do you, though.
100%.
Who's better at coaching than you used to?
Oh, great question.
Obviously, if we go on Friday, Sile, I'd a fucking disaster.
I'm going to coach him golf after this.
You've got golf after this, driving that he's going,
yeah. Well, you've got the right attire for it.
I'm going to be having another place to change, so...
What, he didn't skelton boys off his ass?
Try to fight home.
He's dressed up like a... He's dressed up like a Pro V1, look at him.
Oh yes, look at this.
Now we're talking.
Paul, Gaze a couple of skills at the front.
Aye,
with the ball.
Nah, come on, mate. Gaze
a Do you just want to
now that you're back in love with the coach and give it, show us some of the ball.
I'll just slide there.
You look like Mike Phelan, Man United.
Easy. Have they fucking
easy on the light there behind you, mate.
Then that's all.
What are you doing?
It's just putting a bulge in.
Where's
it?
It's
putting a bulge. Go for a touch.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, fire him in and I'll just.
Oh. Look at that.
It's a clinic. One there.
Watch this. I'm just going. We're in the quality side. Watch this. See you later.
That was excellent.
Is your arse hungry? Absolutely eating those tears, isn't it?
See the amount of weight I put on.
Chat. Yes, Foxley. Masterclass.
Thanks, boys.
It's not even just a tactics board, eh?
Got it all. Here, I'm a great
leader. Are you challenging me, do? Celtic and Rangers, now the draw's been made. Aye. Where it's going to be won and lost.
And a cup ties, it's a bit different for a league game, isn't it? Can you set up the same as you would a cup in the league?
It's a 1.5, isn't it?
So exactly. You want to go for it right now? How are you wanting Celtic to set up against Rangers?
We'll get to that, won't we? We need to...
What, nearer to tell you?
We need to make that a full segment now, I think. Same on the tactics board.
Board, and I'll challenge, because if you go in last week, Kev was probably the one that was the best.
I only said 1 point.
But if you
good point though, Kev.
That was a fantastic point. But if you go on the guest that comes on against me, he was blown out the water.
You've retired, man. He'll never be back here again.
He'll not be back. You told me that at the show. Yeah. Because he kept saying, oh, I can't wait to get back. I couldn't wait. Mate, I'm not coming.
Draw yesterday. Who'll be happier, Kev, Celtic or Rangers, with that draw?
I'm first over you.
I actually don't know, Si. I think Celtic, I think ideally the Scottish football would like to see them meet each other in the final. That's the fairy tale. But I think, see, to be honest, I think it's actually a good draw for Celtic. And I say that in a way that...
Wow.
I say that in a way that fucking Rangers are part of it and the season's over way quicker than it needs to be. Because the season's been horrific. I feel that this is just icing on the cake, where Rangers are probably, it's a home tie for Rangers. 3 wins so far in the Old Firm, I think it possibly could be another one. And that's the season over with. And I think they can then start to do this, no rebuild, but start to gather what's needed to start challenging again next season. Because I feel that if Rangers win the tie, they go on and win the cup. I feel if Celtic win the tie, there's still potential for somebody to knock Celtic out in the way to the... That's how I just think they're just too inconsistent.
No, I disagree with you.
Oh. Okay.
No, I'm only kidding. No, I'm only kidding. No, listen.
Hey, no, don't get on.
No, I didn't.
Don't
shout at me.
Don't shout at me.
I don't know what he said. I didn't listen to any. So I didn't know what he said. No, I can't. I said, kid on, I'm not now. But here, on the Celtic Rangers, there was a question the other day, who's it more important for? And of course, it's more important. Fucking hell. It's more important for Celtic to win this. Because Rangers have, their season, they've done what they've set out today. And if Celtic go empty-handed, then it sums the season up. So, listen, of course it's important for Rangers, but Celtic must get their hands in this trophy, Simon.
Did you watch a draw when you saw players?
No, I didn't.
You get some busy boys. Yeah, Andy, watch a draw.
Watch the Champions League draw, didn't you?
I watched the Champions League draw when you're playing.
Oh, when you saw when you're playing.
Scottish Cup, yeah, much Scottish Cup.
Europe and that, just seeing what stadium you're going to play at.
It was good to see the boys.
Were you part of that Rangers team that cheered when they drew Celtic? You were, weren't you? So were you watching that at that time?
When was that?
Remember Mert said the boys are cheering in there?
I was probably in fucking the Middle East at that point, mate. I can't remember. I must have been. Uh-huh. But, that worked out brilliant, didn't it? it's going to be a better draw for Rangers at being at Ibrox, isn't it? Because straight away it probably puts Rangers as comfortable favourites. But don't know, you know, if Eddie Howe gets announced as the Celtic manager, I think that will galvanise him. I think I think they'll get a reaction at that. So
they're needing a jolt. I think they need something. But do you think he would want to come in straight away and get fired into the team?
No, I don't think he'd come in until summer. Eddie, how do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kind of singing that kind of.
You've been wanting Eddie Howe for a while, haven't you?
I have. I didn't want him at the start of when they were saying about getting rid of Lenny for this season. I didn't think he'd handle the pressure, but I think he'll be really good, mate.
Aye, I think he's a type of manager. I think the players will relate to as well.
Do you play against these teams? Didn't they?
Aye, they were good.
Weren't they?
Mate,
when you played against them, the proper pop, yeah. And they just had so many ways of getting on the boss line, different rotations.
And what about after the ball non-stop?
Yeah.
Were they?
Relentless.
And I actually thought, they were that good in the Championship, but they played like out and out football that I thought seemed to get the Premier struggle big time, but they never.
They stuck with it.
So in terms of like him coming in and then he's got to recruit, is it ball players he's going to be signing?
Yeah.
Aye.
But I don't know, because he signed like Lamina and stuff like that for Bournemouth, who usually had like a Marvin Bartley played for him when I played against him, he had a guy that would go, but so he's got a good balance to his team. I think he struggled when he started trying to buy bigger players.
Aye.
Yeah.
But see, when he bought players for the lower leagues and made them better, I think that's what he's good at, and that's what Celtic probably need, isn't it?
People actually based their criticism on him spending as much as he did in the Premier League and getting relegated, but he was the reason they got that money.
They were
in League Two. He got them, they barely had any money that time. And he's got them up to Premier League, barely to spend that money. And listen, the recruitment was rang in the last season, but he can't. His whole time there was unbelievable.
Do you know where that criticism came from, though, with the money spending? When you leaked at Junior Stanislas, you know, half a grand a week. The Bournemouth fans were in an uproar.
Celtic players are going a fortune next season, aren't they?
He's been linked with Steve Cook as well. Centre-half. Probably, do you not like him there?
Is that not is he the older guy?
He looks like a pure mechanic or something.
Because we've got a loose cook in the centre mid, and this is a Stevie Cook. I'm sure the Stevie Cook's the older guy.
Yeah, Steve Cook's the older guy.
And I'm sure he lacked legs. Mm. And we've seen what lack of legs does to you. Fucking hard to get.
He was a left back.
Remember? No, I think he's a centre-half, isn't he?
Centre-half.
Oh, I thought he meant lack of legs. I can't what you're saying.
No, and we've seen, obviously, Celtic and stuff, and you're playing such on the... I feel fucking just... Can I get in it today?
What were you up to last night? Shattered. You look fattered. Fat and shattered.
Busy boy last night, Simon. But when you're always on the front foot, you have to have fast legs at the back. Do you know what I mean? So the boy could stay at home, please.
They play an attacking brand of football. Yeah. So I think Celtic fans will be happy with the style of play they're going to play, but it's a rebuild, isn't it?
See, when people say they kind of might not be able to handle the pressure as well, like, if you win football games, you'll not be under pressure.
No.
And I think he's capable. He's got results against Klopp, Guardiola. He's got results against all the top teams.
He was terribly tipped to be an ex-England manager 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
So his name mug, but...
I don't think pressure... You're football guys as well. Like, you play in front of environments and stuff and playing big games.
Well,
you don't really feel the pressure that much, really. Think about it. Like, he's going to get maybe some more criticism and more... spotlight on him in terms of it's the whole of Scotland or 50% of Scotland, whereas in Bournemouth it was just that wee bubble, because Bournemouth moved to a new stadium, it only went from like, what, 12,000 to 20,000 or something.
20,000,
so it's just going to be a difference in terms of the size, and I think he'll adapt it quite well. But he's going to go off to a good start.
On that, Kev, but Celtic and Rangers, you can, the clubs can eat you alive if you're not strong enough mentally, and you can't see it in a bit of doubt because you don't know until he comes in. But certainly, if you're no mentally strong, then listen.
How did you deal with it when you were younger?
Why didn't you help him? You seem to deal with it well. But see, Eddie Howe did phone you and say, right, I need, where did it go wrong?
It's a fucking set up, Si. You've set me up. It's been a stitch up from the start.
It's been a stitch up from the start.
I know, imagine me talking fucking mentality, say, like, I'm going to. When I played some
in flip-flops.
Flip-flops.
Right, on the game, who do you fancy to win? You're going Rangers, Kev.
Do you know what? I think I was obviously a wee bit of jest saying that it would suit Celtic in terms of trying to get the season over with, but I think Celtic in the last two Old Firm games have shown that they can match Rangers person for person. I think they've struggled in scoring goals against Rangers to actually try and get a win. So I think it'll be no different. I think Celtic could go there and play well. It's just an Old Firm game. It'll go one way or the other. And I think Celtic's got a good a chance. You know what I mean? I think Celtic, to try and salvage a horrendous season, need to try and bring some silverware in. But I don't know. I think Rangers, they're out of the cup now in terms of the European football. So the focus now is the league.
Scottish Cup.
Focus is the Scottish Cup. Yeah. So Gerrard will be looking at a quick fire double.
Has Gerrard won a cup yet?
No.
So I think that'll be something definitely for him, but I think the games, it doesn't matter that way. It's who turns up on the day, innit?
Aye. I think Rangers are the favourites, but Celtic should be happy enough in the draw that they'll probably think that they're the only team that could potentially beat Rangers.
Rangers, yeah, good
to stop them winning the cup. But see, to be honest, right, I fancy Rangers to win, but I do hope it's a better game than the other three have been.
Yeah.
Because fucking hell, man. They've been great.
How flat are they?
Just like everything that makes Old Firm where it is, you've not really seen it without fans, have you? Mm-hmm. Like, just the intensity, the tempo, a fight in there.
But I think that'll come.
Do you think that's because of fans though, or is it?
It's fans.
But I think this will, you will get this, the fiery, because it's a cup game. I think that'll bring that intensity.
When was the last time Rangers said it? Played each other in early rounds of the cup?
It's not been for years. It's usually always a final, isn't it?
Aye,
or semi-final,
aye.
Yeah.
Obviously, that boy that was doing the draw didn't get the gist with the hot and cold balls.
I know, what is he thinking? Honestly, he
was. Were you not happy when it came out?
Why are
you cheering?
Why are Rangers at home?
They were cheered when your balls are taking it.
Probably, I had to cheer a lot with all that. Danny's still playing nonsense.
Where were you last night? What was happening last night? Andy, have you seen his screensaver?
No, mate, shows.
I haven't made a phone since Jacob.
No, it's there.
It's there.
Oh, what?
Is it still on?
Aye.
Sean.
You always thought this, though.
Relax, mate.
We thought this being here somewhere.
Forbes under the cover.
It's just cute, though, isn't it? It's cute.
Oh, cough.
Has it been there in McLean, though?
Is it in McLean?
Was it you in the middle?
What a backdrop.
Is it? That's nice.
What are you going to say? His dad's bollock in the water. Did you ask a member of the public to take a picture of you and your missus facing the water?
Sorry, come on.
You actually did take a photo.
It was a photo.
Tom Boyd, wasn't
it? Where is that? Where is it?
That's it. Do you know what that is? That's it. At Clyde Bank, Andy. You see the big ball go up a Saturday morning, got a big walk up the hill.
Aye.
What's it called?
Clyde Bank Hill.
No.
I don't know.
Oh, what's it called?
Oh, Partner Sky, no?
He's got that in his room as well, don't you? On a...
Next to the Totally one.
Aye,
right
beside it,
aye. Dad,
my man.
Totally took the photo there. That Totally took that. Who took the picture?
She don't know me.
Oh, brilliant. Will Eddie Howe be able to keep the likes? Is that a big enough name to keep? Ayer, Edward? Or will they still go regardless of who the manager is?
I think,
Oh, you're jumping in good.
Sorry. No, you go. I think.
No, I think he could.
You could keep them.
I think they could keep them. I think it would only take a certain guy like that, because what they know is, and these guys are only daft, Eddie Howe's not going to be Celtic forever. If he wanted to put it back in the Premier League, and they know if they do be under him, he'll be going down with him. That's
good
another
point.
Wee eye to look on it. Thanks very much, guys. And that's a wee eye to look on it. So no, listen, I do think Edward will leave, though, to be fair. I mean, I may have thought about Christie and maybe McGregor. I think Ayer and Edward will be away.
You go with that, Kev?
I think it'll be down to the new board and what the club want out of it, because Araya and Edward at their peak value in terms of, will the club be able to draw in the money they think they can for them that will allow, because I think the money that they're bringing for those two will go towards signing Eddie Howe's budget for the new players coming in. But can the club demand the level of finance that allows that to happen? If they can't get that level, they might just say, look, guys, geese to Christmas. Get yourself...
But I see, they, I don't know. They can go for free next year, can't they?
That's right. So are they both at the end of their contracts?
Yeah, right, about a year left.
That puts that right into Edward and Ayer's hands, because they can now... The club will probably will try to sell them, won't they?
Yeah.
I think it'll be done early. Like, whatever happens, it'll be done early. We'll have a conversation with them.
Yep.
Are you open to staying? If they're no, they'll be out the door. Mm. And then they'll just need to try and get the fee that they think they can get. Two of the players will demand a big fee. Will it be as much as they potentially got last year when they only a year left in their contract? I'm not sure. But whatever happens, it'll happen early.
Moisey got offered the job, didn't he? Turn it down. Couldn't get a house big enough at PNC.
I know. It's a nightmare, isn't it?
Kellen Celtic might not getting no big houses in Scotland.
He did the main stand and all, didn't he, Celtic?
Yeah,
the main stand at Celtic Park. Too small. Too small.
Why do you put a front door at the back of the big stand?
McGregor signed a 1-year deal, and he must be delighted. How important is that?
Aye, class.
Did you know? Did you speak to him beforehand?
No, I never. But I thought last year if Rangers won the league, I chucked it. I thought no doubt whatsoever. Maybe heard that for him. A couple of conversations or whatnot, but when playing as well as he has, I thought he'd be mad not to just stay on for another year and see how it goes. And the thing is, he's on 85 European appearances for Rangers. He's now top ahead of John Gregg, but imagine trying to go for 100 European appearances for Rangers, and he can do that this year.
Yeah.
They just obviously need to go as far as they did this year, and he can hit that mark. So, delighted that he signed another year, and he's still... Doesn't show any signs of something.
What is he? Must 40, be a dagger at you. Was it?
I think he's 39, 40. I think.
See, aye, 40, 40, must be 40 this year or something, or close to that.
No. I think he is.
Goalies can play.
40.
I mean, goalies can play. Play 70, mate. Yeah. Goalies don't do anything. No. See, this is where, mate.
See, player of the year being goalies, mate. I'm no for that.
Shite. I'm a shite, honestly.
But player of the years?
Never be a goalie, mate.
A lot, mate, honestly, it's never a something to hear all the time. Need a ball playing goalkeeper. Mate, when does a keeper ever do a hard pass? They pass right at the centre and half of the fullback, and the odd occasion clip it
to a fullback.
And mate, that clip pass is the easiest in the game. I can't get my head around this, man. But do you know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean, mate.
But were you devastated when you heard McGregor had signed again?
That was a hard one, wasn't it? I think he's been a big part of their season. But I think in Europa League, the last round could have done better with a few of the goals. I think he's slowing down a wee bit. Aye, we'll see.
So yeah, he'll not be the same goalie next year?
Do you think I'm a joke figure? Seriously?
Kev,
what did you say?
I think I'm a joke figure.
Slaney, you're on fire.
No, I feel like it's what honestly.
I think you've had a great start.
You're feeling a wee bit insecure today, aren't you?
What, bro?
You're feeling a wee bit insecure today?
I'm very insecure all the time.
What were you doing last night?
Come on.
Something happened last night at the weekend, Simon, didn't there?
Oh, something definitely happened last night.
Right, it was a late
He's got a salty fucking mouth for you. He's fucking dressed as a cow. I don't know what's going on.
Would you take McGregor to the Euros, Kev? Would you make a plea to him?
Simon, if we were struggling in that department, 100%, but I think we've
Marshall and Gordon.
We're goalkeeper heavy. We've got Gordon Marshall.
Gordon Marshall?
No. Two backs. Craig Gordon. Gordon Marshall. Craig Gordon, obviously, David Marshall. Who's the other one we've got in there?
John McLaughlin.
John McLaughlin. Look at John McLaughlin. What's he played? 10 starts for Rangers.
Nah, it's a dream job, mate.
He's actually got how many clean sheets?
He's 7 or 8 or 9, maybe.
It's like, I know him at Sunderland when the Sunderland fans were devastated to see him leave.
Who, McLaughlin?
He was good in there. He was very good. So, Craigsy, would he be looked back and think, oh, maybe I should have done it. It would be a nice icing on the cake to get to Euros, but I think he's got a beat.
He wouldn't want to go.
No dear Che Adams and think, you know what I mean, let's just rock up at the Euros, having no help.
He wouldn't have took Che Adams, eh?
Nah, I'd agree with him.
Come on.
What? No. Are you the same?
I just...
come on, he's
don't
not
get
ahead
after,
of
after last week's performances, I'm glad he's in the squad.
Yeah, I'm exactly the same.
I'm totally... I think he's a... We've not had a striker since fuck knows, right? Sorry, no guy to swear. Since God knows
you,
how long.
You know, you were a striker for Scotland.
I know, but Simon, every time we play the Faroes, I hate to get to hiding for a couple of days.
No, you're a hero over there, mate. You're a hero
for the statue. Aye, for the Faroes. But my point is that he's what we've been needing. And I would just have liked if he'd have chosen that opportunity to help us qualify and showed true patriotism.
Yeah.
But to come in at the last minute after no looking like he's going to get where he maybe thinks he'd have got, that's how I see it.
So you'd rather lose with guys that want to be there, huh?
Hey?
Rather lose.
I think the guys there would win, Simon.
Yeah?
I think the guys in that squad would win.
Okay, Paul.
No. But there's nobody else in the Scotland squad that can do what Che Adams.
Exactly, Andrew.
No, he'd be, listen, he's by far the best striker. We know that. It was just a wee hang. Listen, we move on.
Aye.
Good on.
Move on. Next subject.
Positives of a diamond formation for Celtic.
Yep, go.
Show us.
So, Celtic have got the ball, right? That we come. You go in there. That means come, guys.
So, why is he off the pitch? Is that a throw-in?
Bring him back on. He's wanting a pint. I want him with the fans there. The big Stevie Bruce. Nah, no. Here we go. So, he's dribbling with the boss, Simon.
Yes.
Hey, how many times have you seen Robertson Trent up?
Right.
How many times have you seen it? All the time. You come in here, you drop in there, you at my right back, get in the back post, right? He's down here, he drops in, whatever. Okay? You come in here.
Where's your centre half at this point? Are they just staying back here? Are you pushing them up to a certain point?
Sleep him. Do them sleep him. As you're the fucking day. Get up the fucking park. Come in. Okay, boys. Now we're back. Centre halves are back one game. Here's my right back, okay? Frimpong comes in, right?
Frimpong.
He's at
Frimpong. He's away.
John Joe Kenny comes in, right? He comes in the back post. Lacks out. Tries a step over side. Falls his daft arse. Tavernier takes the ball. He's back fit. All the fans now. Fans all here. Say like, no fans in the game. Fuck. there's no fans in the game. But everybody watching him, he's doing. How is that fullback and this fullback going to get back and catch the wingers? They can't.
No, they can't. Right,
so but the guys in the Hussies, Honda, he'd think they're done. Hey, midfielder, step in. This guy, step the fuck in. Okay?
So we're like,
hey, no, it's Simon, fullback, drop in centre mid. Fullback, drop in centre mid. Drop. There's we've got a straight back. Bang. No counter attacking my team. Anything? Thanks very much, guys. Been an honour.
Well done, Paul.
Been a pleasure, guys. Paul, thanks very much.
Are you happy with James Tavernier starting now? Are you happy with him being one-on-one with David Turnbull at Wife?
Is that Turnbull, huh?
Who is it?
That'll be Brown.
Right, so Brownie's right, across.
So, he'll cover
so you'll
that.
Be happy with Tavi, Brown, and who's on the other side?
That is McGregor. He'll cover that ground, Andrew. Right. And that'll be it. We've got a team sorted, back in shape, and we're ready to go again on the front foot pressing.
See, are you having that bigger gap between Brown and your centre half for Tavernier to play the ball in that space?
He should have already been earlier. Cover into that area there, because if he gets by, he covers in. Where does he go? Drop in there. There we go. Once again, Sam outsmarted him again. Andrew, I would like to see you going up on how Rangers score into Celtic. There we go.
I don't know if I can follow you, mate.
Come on.
But why don't we do it in the lead up to the game?
Right.
Yes.
Lead up to the game.
When
is the game? Is it soon?
17th.
April.
17th. Right. Well, so that's
next week's a build up.
Right. Right. Okay.
Next week it starts. So yeah, both of you come up with a plan.
But I think what I'll do is I'll play what Celtic are going to play instead of what I think. Because if I do that, there's no stopping that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay.
So maybe you feel as if John Kennedy's going to stick with the way he does, so you could maybe help him by showing him how they're going to play.
Right. He'll get sent that.
Right. I think John Kennedy would be mega negative.
You'll go there and try and.
I think he'll go there and sit in. I think what's happened before with losing three games, I think he'll go there and see if he was to get like a point or the point. Well, is the cup game first or league game first?
Cups first.
So I think he'll go there and I think it'd be quite negative.
Right.
I just hear a strange feeling.
But
there.
Kev, you could be right, but I think Celtic can play like that.
I don't think they can. I think they've got to be on the front foot. See, when Celtic's on the front foot, attacking Rangers and pressing them high, that's when Rangers then become a wee bit vulnerable, I think, sometimes. Because that's shown, but you've got to then be careful of the counter.
Because see if you sit in, right, and you're alone, Tavernier and Barisic, the crosses
in your box.
Yep. Celtic on the
Celtic can't defend crosses.
So you need to be on the front foot.
That's why they need to press high, because see if they don't, like you say, they'll just pick them off and put them under pressure at the back, that it'll cause chaos.
Seen the three games, every goal's been a set piece, huh? Or a second phase.
What was the...
Or a second phase, set piece. So the first one, Goldson, wide free kick.
Yeah.
Second goal was Goldson again, second phase where the ball came out, came back in.
Ibrox 1-0, the own goal for a corner.
Corner, yeah, that's
and
right.
And then Morelos for a corner.
I would like you to start adding these kind of words into your second phase. Never heard much of it.
Simon, I don't agree with it.
Oh.
That's fair enough, mate.
What would you call it then?
I think when I listen, I turn the telly off 5 times a week.
You what?
I turn the telly off 5 times a week. Average.
Hey, what, night to go to bed?
When I'm watching, when I'm either hearing a pundit or a manager talking.
Who specifically when they're talking?
Majority, no. Even the Scottish game and the English game, it's getting turned off quickly. The managers, the stuff they're coming out with, it's a lot of nonsense.
What's the worst one that you've done?
TT, Tam Tuchel at Chelsea. Cannot listen to the guy.
What does he do?
I listened to him at the weekend saying, and you could be right, he was talking about Timo Werner. He was talking about Timo Werner and his lack of goals.
I had to take a woman out.
And he said, did you hear that? I was like, what is he talking about?
No, the worst.
Ian Holloway with a German accent, it was terrible.
The worst ever was the one you showed me with Steve McClaren with a dove. That's the worst of all time.
That was genius.
No.
You squeeze it too tight?
So is that what you like?
I like that.
You like that? Yeah, fair.
But do you hit like through the lines and all that?
No,
stuff?
I think like through the lines stuff is fine. It's more this project stuff. I cannot go projects. And it's when I listen to new managers and pundits talk as if it was new, it's like a new game they're talking about. No, it's not.
Aye.
They talk about passing it for the back. You deposition every single fucking day in training. So how's it hard to pass it fucking back? It doesn't make sense, but I'm listening to this. I can't listen to it. It's just,
Kev, you agree with
that? Aye, my old manager, I put a video up the other week there, my old manager, Peter Reid, was speaking exactly the way Slane is about.
Oh, fuck's sake. Actually, he's on level of Peter Reid.
High presses and recycling things, as we used to just call it, like go and squeeze.
I've seen
it's
that.
It's the same words. And
I'm
it's
going
like,
to say something here.
That was well said, wee Peter.
Aye.
Fuck you, Peter.
I'm going to say something here, and you're going to disagree with me. You can talk about tactics, you can talk about brilliance, all this and all that. The teams that have the best players and most money win. Don't care what anybody says. If you look down history, who wins the Scottish League since people grew up? Celtic or Rangers? There we go. Did they do well in Europe? No, because teams have got better players than them. Let's go to France. PSG, since they've got money, they win the league every year. We go to Germany. Bayern Munich win the league every year. So
why are Lille top of the league in France now?
And why... Juventus are not winning the league this year, are they?
No.
Athletic will not top of the league in Spain.
Spain, huh?
Aye. Aye. That's
a
bad, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant. Right, talking to angry managers.
I love you, mate. You're brilliant.
What about Chipper at the weekend, man?
Brilliant.
Yeah. Lost his melon, didn't he? Brilliant. A bit of passion, isn't it?
Aye.
Even though Andy was talking about
shite. Aye. Talking shite, Chipper.
No sense, but brilliant.
But what's wrong?
No, is he talking shite, though? Because
nah, he's the
penalty.
No,
it's not a penalty.
No, I don't think it's a penalty, but...
Dumbarton was before it as well. Did you see that?
I still like it for him though. I still like the passion. I still like he's using some, what can we say on that? Profanity. Bit of profanity.
Yes,
you like that?
Second phase profanity.
His team's been beat 3-0, right? Saying it wasn't deserved. That probably was Chipper, right? But that's one way to try and galvanise your players by coming out. Yeah. Having a go at other people. Everyone's against us, so we need to be all together. I thought it was brilliant.
He's a genius, isn't he?
Ah, yes.
We always talk about it in this country. We say there's not enough people who have got talking points about them. All weekend, everybody's seen, have you seen the Chipper interview? It's brilliant for him. Yeah, it really, really was.
He was so angry.
Oh, he was so angry, wasn't he?
Aye.
I phoned him 3 times.
Who was it he phoned?
Crawford Allen 3 times.
Why didn't Crawford Allen just like Brian Lee? Fuck that.
Fuck Chipper.
He might have a picture of Chip.
Phoned Mike Dean.
Aye.
Giant Mike Dean's going to come.
This man is threatening me, so Chipper could be in a bag of trouble.
Chipper could be in a box soon, man. Can he sell off this, man?
That's dangerous.
I've not been in a box for weeks, mate. So. No, but if Hamilton are losing 3-0 at this stage of the season, because we all know how good they are at this stage of the season, it must have been the ref. Must have been.
Who was the ref? Oh, I know who the ref was. Uh-huh. Is it true Mike Dean's got a Danny Dyer tattoo?
Aye, no, he does. Aye. Uh-huh. He does, aye.
Yeah, he's got that. But
West Ham. No, it's who is it? Tranmere badge or not?
What is that?
He's
Tranmere badge. Tranmere are flying just now. So. He said decisions against the team are forgotten about because it's only Hamilton.
He's got a point.
You think so, Kev? Uh-huh. So what, you think a referee deliberately goes out?
No, I don't think a referee deliberately goes out. I think what happens is that when something happens between the Old Firm, there's enough noise made that it brings up enough talking points that people talk about it and it becomes a thing. Whereas what happened there at the weekend in Hamilton and what Chipper's trying to say is that there's not enough noise being made, so people just brush it to the side and forget about it.
Mm.
Whereas, had that been Celtic or Rangers, we'd still be talking about that next week on the forums and the phone-ins and things like that. Whereas with Hamilton, nobody's really asked.
But that also backfires on Celtic and Rangers as well, didn't it? Because they get pulled
does,
up for
Chipper's, I can understand his frustrations, but I would like to think he was as angry with the striker that missed the fucking head off his 3 yards.
Mayo.
Fucking hell.
Do you think it's a penalty though?
No, I don't think it is.
I disagree.
I disagree with him completely on that, talking about because it's Hamilton. I mean, we've seen bad decisions all year round with the ref, so you can't see that. But I don't know though. I think Chipper's smarter than that. I think he's come out, and it's, as you see, the striker has missed a sitter, but he's coming out and attacking everybody else. That old mentality, siege mentality, Simon. Know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Everybody's against us. I think he's smart with that. I don't think.
I genuinely think that when he came in after the game, somebody's told him it's the cup. Afterwards, I think he realised it was a fucking league game.
What, he thought it was a league game
and he's raging more than what he was for the cup game. But Jim Goodwin did say, fair play to Jim Goodwin, that Hamilton were the better side and it was never a 3-0. But
have you ever had managers that have done that? Was it Kevin Keegan? Remember that? It was brilliant.
Oh, wow. Amazing, man.
That killed him.
He cracked me, didn't he?
That done him, didn't it? They were top of the league and then after that they were done.
Have you had a manager?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My Pedro.
Ah, Pedro, with the caravan stuff and that.
What did she see with that stuff? I think you maybe said it before, but see after that, what is the boys in the changing room thinking? Did no one really talk about it?
No, it's just a case of like, not even talking about it. It's just like you obviously maybe seen the press conference and watched it, listen, and the same as everyone else. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What does that mean? Nobody knows what that means. That's one I can. Mine's just more like with other managers. It's like you said, that Steve McLaren one. David Moise, when he got that new big house in Sociedad,
and counting in Spanish.
Aye, counting in Spanish.
He was counting the number of rooms in his house, wasn't he? He lost count.
Aye. 9, 10, 11. They had to cut the rest of it out. But aye, it's mere stuff like that. Because sometimes you think, why?
I know.
Why?
It must be hard as a manager to like, you go and see it after the game.
You said 1, 2, 3, 4. They know what the fuck you're talking about.
I know.
You don't need to count in Spanish.
Remember Gary Neville's? See, they had to speak in Spanish to the Valencia team and say, I'm going to do it in spoken French. Didn't he realise?
What, he spoke the wrong one?
To the Valencia boys, spoken French, meant they were looking at him, so what he doing?
But what was Phil doing at
Come on, think of something, please. Think of something quickly. No, but with that, I'm mad about managers coming out and sorting their own team.
Oh, you didn't like it?
I don't like it at all, mate. I think it's good, sorry to be honest, but sometimes I think it's a blame game. To cover yourself, you blame the players.
I don't think it's that bad if it's team-wise, but individually, I don't agree with you. If you come out and start slotting individuals, especially if it's something you've no said in the changing room.
Have you heard that? Has a manager came out and ever slotted you and put in the press?
I don't think so, but I mean, it wouldn't bother me if he came in and he slotted me in the changing room, like within the four walls and said this, and then he came out and sort of reiterated that. That probably wouldn't bother me so much, but if you've came in, because we've all been there before, managers are saying something, but you're like, who's he talking about? You're not really sure who he's talking about. Right. But then if he's came out in the press and actually mentioned names, I don't agree.
You say that you actually liked it with DeCano, didn't
DeCano
you?
Used to do it to me all the time, man. On the radio and that, just slaughter us, hopeless, they're terrible.
And you didn't mind because you knew you were?
Didn't bother. I'd rather it, mate. I love a manager being honest. Eh?
The jet gave me a hard time.
On the press?
Like in the dressing room.
Are we still talking about football here?
I fucking bet did I.
He fucking honestly, he used to single me out quite a lot.
Did he?
Aye.
What, to the press, Kev?
No, not the press, like in the dressing room. but then he would always go and defend the team.
Nah, that's Melbourne.
But I think like you see, Andy, if it's all right getting it done in the four walls, but see the manager cross the line outside, that's you and him done, surely.
Right.
Mm.
You don't come back from that, I would think.
What, have they slaughtered you in the press?
Have you slaughtered me to the press, aye.
Would you go and pull him up?
I'd fucking be slaughtered.
If he never slaughtered you in the dressing room, though?
No, aye. So, like, aye. Canio would slaughter you in the dressing room and he'd go and slaughter you to the radio.
But if he came in, never said anything to you, but then went out in front of cameras and stuff, that, I wouldn't agree with that.
Who's the worst man? We drew with Brentford once and he blamed the full, hang on, Mia. We drew that game today because it's his Simon Ferris.
That's a lot of shite.
He brought me and Gary Roberts up. It's you know Gary Roberts.
Aye, Gary Roberts, aye,
me and Rob had to come in. He came in at half time, right? And he's like, no matter what the result is, even if we win 4-0, used to end tomorrow 6 o'clock. Terrible.
But that's, I mean, surely, you've had a bad game, say, that's not your fault that the team's no win, surely.
No.
Do you agree with managers when they say that, like, I'm only going for you because I like you, do you think that's a lot? I personally think that's a lot of shit.
Because you can deal with it.
No, I wouldn't so much if you can deal with it, but, you know, you get the offer, like, assistant manager come up and say, he's only on you all the time because he likes you, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
No, I haven't done
that. No.
Have you got a manager who's constantly on you?
Gary Bowen, constantly.
Was he?
And I still don't think he liked me. But
how about just for everything?
I think it probably a big chunk of it because I was just young. And probably a lot of it, he probably deserved to go for me. But if you're 17, or sorry, at that time I was 16, and you're losing, it's not a 16-year-old's fault. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something deeper than that. Yeah. I just felt as if he should come for me all the time.
Yeah, I hate that. Especially in a young boy.
Yeah. Aye, all the time. But he would come for other players, don't get me wrong, but I would get it stinking.
I don't like all that.
I got Ricky Sprazier, the Sunderland manager, my youth team manager, he used to come for me quite a lot after games. And I always felt like that, he was picking on me, but I still genuinely thought that he was doing it for a better reason.
Yeah.
Because I felt like he would see something in you. I know he's trying to get that person that he's describing out of you. So obviously you're saying the other thing, like disagreeing with it, but I think sometimes there is a point, but it depends on the tone.
Aye.
Because the tone can
talk about tone. So the one that I always remember Gary Bowen's were playing Albion Rovers away. And at this point there was a few teams watching me because I'd scored a few goals at such a young age. But I used to say to them all the time, don't tell me if teams are watching me, because I used to, like 16-year-old.
That's the worst thing, that someone's here watching.
16-year-old, they're telling you,
always have a shocker,
when that here you watch it, I was like, gonna no tell me anymore, like, just don't tell me. So a couple of games later, played Albion Rovers, we drew one each, right, and I wasn't good, basically. And he's came in, he's like, Middlesbrough, aye, Newcastle, aye. Well, that's them done. They're not coming for you now. So they were at the game today, you've got no chance, so just concentrate and live now, because this is
But do you know how that is, you can now deal with criticism that because aye. Gary Bowen's done that to you?
I know, 100%, yeah. Which is what I said to you. There was times where I did deserve it,
yeah.
But it was constant me all the time, do you know what I mean? So, like, there's times where it's borderline fucking bullying. Yeah. I've just gone for this one 16-year-old young boy.
But Strachan was similar, mate, wasn't it?
Aye, but do you know how...
Strachan would pick one person in a training session, he would just stand next to you. If it was your day, he would just stand.
But that's what I was going to say, your day. He would go to anyone else. It doesn't matter if you were a captain for the last 10 years. Right? He would go for anyone.
I'll never forget, mate. Lenny used to, like, if I was playing up against Lenny in a bounce game and Lenny'd pass it back to the centre half, he'd be like, brilliant, Lenny. And then I remember once passing it back to the centre, he went, stop. Give the ball to the other team, negative play. I was like, Lenny's just done that. Exactly right. I think that are doing it to try and help you, isn't it?
Aye, they've got to be, they have to be. I just, like you're saying there, but when you feel, you know you're having a stinker of a session and the manager's on you, they're fucking, you just want to hide and there's no way out of hiding. You're like, didn't they give me the ball? But
I can't handle somebody shouting at me.
What was it you didn't like about somebody shouting at you?
Just couldn't take it.
Could you know that? Nah. Well, did you actually feel like it made you play worse? Or what, no want to make a mistake or what?
No, so it depends.
Did it put you in your shell?
Aye.
Was that a confidence thing?
Sometimes I thought, no, you rang there, I was good in that way. Do you know what I mean? That way. But in training, if a gaffer was on me or a senior player, arse would be shattered.
See, that's got to be expected though, isn't it? No, so if I've seen your players on you, like, for...
Yeah.
But the difference is, that would affect me that night, the next day, the next few days, keep thinking, they think me that, now that, whatever. That's the difference, you don't go to tap. At the top clubs, you must... If you're going to have bad games, you need to deal with it. So.
I was going to make a point there, but it sort of backfires it, so...
So you stay just questioning yourself all the time when that was happening? Question whether you were good enough to be there in that environment. Question
then,
whether
and then the old one, you going for a water and you see them. whispering to each other.
About you, ain't they talking about
you?
You
know they're talking about you, don't you?
I hated that in football. It's one thing. I didn't mind anybody having criticism, but see, the one thing I hated was when something negative was said to you and then the two of them went away and started whispering. Mm. Honestly, I hated that because it just made you feel like they are talking about you.
To be fair, it wasn't. See, if I knew I played well, it wouldn't bother me. But if I was shite and I had it, it would kill me because I knew I was shite.
But was it not like the Chris McCartney shout at you quite a bit? And you're
no.
Like, no, he was just left you?
He was the opposite. He was shouting at other boys, but he knew how to get the best out of me. So maybe it's the coach's fault then, isn't
it? Well, that's what I was going to say. So now everybody says, like, oh, this generation, they can't handle criticism and that. Do you not think it's mere coaches just don't do it? Mm. So but it's not that I don't think players can't handle criticism anymore. It's just different now, but back then, like, coaches would be on you constantly. Yeah. When they, even your youth coach, what were your youth coaches like? Were you at fucking under 17, under 18, then something rank? But see, if you watch, like, under 18's training now, or even younger players in the first team, I'd say it's mere coaches that have changed, rather than actually the generation of players.
Mm. Coaches are not the type that...
No. There's a new way of coaching. Yeah. Doesn't he want to scream and shout at somebody?
Yeah. But I think there is always a place for it. So I think it should be done
100%. There's time and a place for it, 100%.
Well, the reason I'm going to say it is, Simon, is see if you can't handle a player that you forget going out and there's fans shouting at you, 60,000 fans or whatever it is, that gets you ready for it. And if you're not ready for it, you'll not play.
Kenny McDowell's favourite quote: how, if you can't handle me shouting at you, how are you going to handle 60,000?
But it's right, isn't it?
It's 100% right.
Mm. Good wee chat there, lads. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Chipper didn't get long though, did he?
Nah. He's right, I think he just fucked out. Started talking his
own. So wait, I won't fucking move on.
Chipper's going to phone you up in Clyde One and phone, you're only fucking talking about me.
No, I want to get Chipper on you.
See, listen, the interview though, I was generally buzzing. I loved it.
I thought it was brilliant. It was definitely passion.
Aye, brilliant. Again, what about Falkirk's Twitter? Having a pop at Ryan Christie.
I want Slaney to start with this. I'd love to know what you think about this.
Absolutely pathetic.
For Falkirk?
Aye. Absolutely pathetic.
Is it not just a laugh now?
No, but listen, I'm all down for a laugh, right? And Ryan Christie's probably looked at it and thought, who cares?
Yeah.
But what is it with social media these days? No. Fucking, the guy's controlling the club's social media, trying to like be disrespectful to other players all the time.
I think
I agree. I was just trying to cause an argument there, but you can't.
I think
it's the jokes that you can say, but know that.
We've talked about racism, right? Racism is a thing. See that there? That's a thing as well. I don't care what anybody says. See, when you pick up social media and you read something negative about you, no, every character is the same in terms of they can deal with that negative criticism. So it's all right thinking, oh, it's just a bit of banter. It's a bit of banter to you, but it might not be a bit of banter to the other person receiving it. Mm. And for me, you can see the joke in it, but at the same time, I think from a professional club trying to eradicate things on social media and they're trying to get this type of thing out of the game, I'd get the door.
I can't believe I've said that. I slag players every single week.
I know, we do.
I know, but you didn't do it on Twitter, did you? No. People can jump on it, do you know what I mean?
No. But regardless, like, you're sort of here to give your opinion. A club's social media is supposed to be commentating on the game. They're not supposed to try to disrespect our team's players. And see, to be honest, that one, right, that specific tweet wasn't that bad. But in general, club's social media accounts are getting wide.
Yeah, they are getting wide, mate.
Yeah, they're actually getting wide.
Mike Dean's got to...
Do you see Leeds about Jagielka scoring the own goal?
No, what did they say?
Oh, what a hit by Jagielka, goal and all that. Fucking
even guys that are writing this, slagging guys like Ryan Christie and Phil Jagielka.
Well, you'd love to get them out in the park, wouldn't you?
Hey, go and say, go and keep the ball.
Pass the ball.
I love that. I knew you done.
But the thing is, nobody knows who actually is writing their name social media accounts. So they're not even putting their name to who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly think it's a shambles. Right, like I said, Ryan Christie will be watching it and he'll not be caring.
He'll be embarrassed for them.
He scored and that shut him up anyway. So
see, the shooting thing, he's an attacking player. I want my attacking players to shoot.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? McGarnley shot and passed the ball back to me the other time.
I know Lee Miller really well as well, and I guarantee that annoyed him. Guaranteed.
Yeah, he hates it.
Guaranteed
that,
he hated that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's a
handsome, isn't he, Big Glee?
Yes, a big handsome guy. Great guy as well.
Good,
absolute legend.
Oh, you're Middlesbrough, weren't you? We played Falkirk last year, mate. Lee Miller was their best player by mile.
Aye.
Played as a
manager.
Good player, mate. Good guy as well. Dave McCracken as well. They'll go up this year, Falkirk as well, so.
Aye, but it's not quite close. Like four points
in Partick, is it Falkirk?
No, Cove.
Cove, that's right.
So just can we get Peter Heid make a late chance to go up?
Still got a chance of the playoffs, mate. That the Clyde result killed us.
That would be incredible. Imagine you's going up. I think he is, Kev, at the games.
Come?
We need to get to a game of Si.
Would we be allowed?
Commentator.
If everyone gets back in, I'll get you in the brother, eh?
That'd be unbelievable.
Sit in the fucking dugout if you want.
It obviously needs to be a game. It obviously needs to be a away game because I'm not going up to Peterhead.
Nah,
Peterhead journey's brilliant, mate.
Peter.
We can't even be back. Can't beat him, eh?
Do you get a minibus?
Jimmy Mack's so bothered to, right? We've got this guy. This guy comes to get. He's just a guy for Peterhead. His name's Walter. I think Jimmy's got a pal with him just around being a fan and stuff like that. Last year, Walter, starting before the game, half two, Walter sitting in the dressing room. Sitting for the team talk. I'm like, what is happening here, right? So we're playing in the game. I look over at the bench, mate, and this random guy sitting there. Jimmy Mack's up and sat on the bench for the dugout, right? During the game. So I'm looking at him. He starts shouting at boys on the side. I swear. That's just how laid back Jimmy Mack is. Mate, we're getting at half time, right? I always come in last. Usually, I got the ref or something coming last. Mate, Walter's going around the boys telling them stuff what to do in the game.
Oh, man.
Who's Walter? Where does he come from?
It's like mad random guy that he watches the show actually loves it, but Walter was in our dugout for about four games last year, mate.
See, wow. Where did you ever have people at like at football clubs that won their coach or won their part of the coaching staff, and they used to be on the training ground and used to like try and coach.
Try and coach, yeah.
I've had a couple of them, man. I wish I could
talk about
the bastards, but... there was one at Rangers.
What, he was just a guy that worked in Murray Park and he would just come out to training in there?
Touchy subject because he's no there the now.
Right.
But he's actually been in the paper recently, so I don't know if you've seen it. But he used to try and coach players mid training. He's like, man, fucking shut up.
I know that.
You know who I'm talking about, probably, but I used to always think, why are you even out here coaching?
Coaching.
You've got a joke.
What's the chappy?
And by the way, sorry.
Not at all, Andrew,
but it was
going.
Coaching that was completely contradicting what the actual coaches are trying to do. So it's like, what are you doing? Anyway, what are you saying, Chappy?
What's the Chappies that walk in?
What?
Is it a Chappy?
The Chapman.
Chapman?
Chapman, before a game. And like the religious guy comes in, huh?
You're fucking bollocks.
We've got that up here.
Yeah, you're
bollocks naked, he's watching you. I mean, you're getting fucking red and he's stalling about. Like, get the fuck out.
What club did you have at?
It was Albion Rovers when I went in for like 1 week or something.
Right.
You're still in a boot.
A chaplain.
Every club's got
club
a chaplain.
That's right.
Every club's got a chaplain. So it's just like a minister who works for the Church of Scotland. And they come in and basically just sit. We used to have the guy, Neil, he actually married me. The chaplain at Kilmarnock married me.
You in a jet?
You won't get into that one, big man.
Do you get married at Rugby Park?
No. The chaplain at Kilmarnock was such a, he was a, Neil, great guy, taught me, all the players respected him.
Right.
And he would come in every Friday, sit in the dressing room, fully kitted up, come out and train with us, keep ball sessions and everything. Do you ever up to the keep ball sessions? And then obviously he'd get palmed off and we started doing the tactics and the shooting drill and stuff. And then I got to know him and used to speak to him about a few things and confined in him. And then when I decided to get married, I said, Neil, would you marry me in London? And I tell you what, right, he was... What a performance he put on the day of the ceremony. Amazing. Whole wedding congregation were like, it's probably one of the best weddings I've ever been at.
Stuff he was saying? Like?
He just related, just did it as a football type theme marriage and it was amazing. Obviously, Lynn was
the goalie. Would have loved it.
Sliding about and all that.
But every club's got a chaplain. And I think I'm just there for a go-to guy. I couldn't mind the guy at Rangers though.
Do you remember Midge?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever.
But there is one attached to each club.
No, who's that?
Gary Parker's pal, no?
No.
Gary Parker, no, the... Was he no... Stratton's?
No, Gary Parker was a Lenny.
Gary Pendry.
Pendry,
mate. He's gone behind him. No, what was he saying about the boys being flat?
Oh, mate, I was on the bench for Celtic once and he wouldn't shut up about the ball being... Ball's not round, God. I'm telling you, God. And like somebody would make a mistake and Stratton would like say, what's he doing? He's like, it's not him, God. It's the ball. Check it, God. Doogie McFucking Donut. That's what he used to call Doogie McDonald. Doogie McDonut.
He was a legend at all. He was sound, man.
You get some joke figures, but don't you?
What are you talking about?
There's so many joke figures in it.
Do you know what I hate? Do you ever get fans coming the day of tour or something, or the sponsors for the day, and they're coming at the dressing room before, and they try and get wide with you as well? See what you're talking about? People getting wide with you. You're like, fuck are you talking to?
Oh, I know. I mean, I go back to how you planning doing that.
I know.
Are you fucking talking to?
No, the worst is what happened today, that one.
Oh, what happened today? What do you think happened? You sat and watched it. I was shite.
We tried to get beat. That's what we've done. Fucking hell, man.
Unbelievable. All right, Curtis Woodhouse. Have you seen this?
I did see it actually.
I don't know what to slaughter him to because he.
I don't know what to do. Can you fill me in?
So, told the press at the weekend how his move to Rangers fell through after the club brought him up to Glasgow, but advocate pulled the plug They were in the bath together, pulled the plug out. There was probably more strippers in my hotel room than the strip club itself. We ended up running up a £10,000 bar bill. And that's why the deal fell through. What are you saying, hero or what?
Are you not continuing the rest of the story?
He quit football, become a boxer?
No, but there was, he had an acquaintance and they were in Amsterdam at the time. By the way, the time might have
been similar.
What was it, Dick Advocate you said?
Dick Advocate,
no, he was staying
in your
house. No, wee Dick might have been in Holland then.
Curtis, that would have been some move for
Curtis. I was a wee Dick in Holland, you're fucking right.
What is that?
So that was a wee Dick in Holland, you're right.
I should be a bad man for me. Really, here, how good was the strippers when all of them went away with boys?
See, when you were young boys at football clubs, we'd always go to the strippers with us.
Nah.
Night suit? We'd always go to strippers.
If you're awkward bit when you're sitting there, man, what's that their ass on you, man? You're looking at like a butt and you look across and the one of the boys is the exact same, mate, and the two of you are caught eye and you're like, this is a shock. Sorry, man, I don't know what I'm going
to do. Your first team, Sunderland, they used to organise a youth team Christmas party. And it was strippers.
What, they bring strippers in?
They bring the first team would hire the strippers in, and we'd all sit around a big, we'd hear like an all-day drinking session in a pub in Durham.
Right.
And then we'd go upstairs at a certain time, and we're all doing a big circle. And then in would bowl, like, the music would come on, see four strippers. Fucking amazing days. Oh my God.
Do you think that's
I don't know. How can that be true?
Is that far-fetched?
He was a bit wild though, Curtis.
There's no way the strippers in Glasgow are costing 10 grand.
Aye, I know.
Slaney, how much are they?
Is that how much Susan charges? 20, 10 grand?
No. Honestly, I don't think I can feel. No, the strippers are worse, but in it, but when you, I'm not new, but seeing your mum is fun. You know my ma, what I don't know my ma. Seeing the you end up with a chubby one, man, that was shite, wasn't it?
Well, what?
We end up with a chubby one, it was shite.
Do you want a dance, pal? I hate to do that shit. Sorry, boys, let's move on to this shit. Right, anyway, I'm going to just take care of you, but here, if it was, he was obviously into boxing.
Yeah, he became a boxer.
What sport would you back today if you were a football player? Start with you, Kevin Kyle. I actually know yours, golf.
I think now that I'm into golf, I wish I'd took up golf at an early age instead of football. I think I could have been better at golf.
You should have been when you got the golf, so you want to get into
it. I think generally I could have been better at golf than I am at football. But darts as well.
I was going to say that. Surely darts for you.
I just think that, I don't know. But football, I don't
even know. Do you enjoy playing darts, Kevin? Is it a good...
I enjoyed the Monday night and doing what play with the guys. It just finished a lot and a couple of pints, a few throws and...
You enjoy it if you're good at it or not.
Aye. Always like to try and beat the better players. Right. They would beat me and I'd get away. I'm the world's worst loser in everything. See, if I lose at something, fuck, I can't even speak to people. Got to go away, shake my head and then come back. And I
think you'd be used to it by now.
Well, absolutely determined to beat them the week after. But when I was younger, I only knew football. I didn't play start golf till I was 23 and I didn't start darts till I was 32. So, nah. I played with Leon McKenzie. He became a boxer.
He was a boxer as well, wasn't he? That's right.
He was hard as... He was
a screwball, wasn't he?
Oh, mate.
What happened to Rio Ferdinand? Did he know
who else?
He never fought Rio Ferdinand.
There's no charity fight type thing.
Is that a charity?
I bet he never done it, did he?
Who was he going to fight?
I can't remember, but I remember he came out and said he was wanting to get a go. It was after, remember Freddie Flintoff's fight? Did you watch it?
No.
That was a shambles.
Two drunk guys at the pub.
What about you, Paul?
That's a good question.
You must have been sporty. You've got a wee bit about everything.
I have got a wee bit of everything.
I know it's wee, but...
what would yours be?
Don't know.
Simon, you're not really sporty, yeah?
Nah.
I'm not good. I was going to say, I'm not good.
Do you know what I still have in school? Softball.
Oh, is that Rounders?
Rounders, I loved that, Wish I could have done that.
I actually quite like volleyball in school.
Volleyball's amazing. Oh, no.
Just as a PE sport.
Badminton. What a sport.
Badminton's
decent. We had the second number two ranked woman in Scotland. Badminton in
your school?
Aye. It was unbelievable. She used to play people on her knees and that.
I love the wee drop shot, do you?
Aye, the finesse one. I wasn't good enough, though, at like any other sport to consider.
No.
I would love, if I had to pick one, it would be golf, but I'm shite at golf.
Must be snooker.
He's good at snooker.
I know he is. Aye, that's what
snooker,
I'm trying.
Unbelievable tennis.
What would you the snooker draw?
Tennis, you were shite, mate.
Slaney.
I'll be honest.
Seven volley, but went as good.
Seven volley.
What do you think of the draw with Stephen Hendry's comeback?
Pathetic.
Jimmy White.
Tear him, put the tear him out first round.
Is that not a night, no?
So, tear him against each other. Is it on the night? Who's he playing, Stephen Henry?
Stephen Henry, Jimmy White.
In the back in the professionals?
Well, I think Stephen's trying to get in and Jimmy's trying to
put back to
the 1990s
or whatever.
The disgrace in the sport. Still say, Stephen Lee coming back.
Stephen Lee.
Fancy it. Like Shea Logan's at Hearts as well.
Aye, good signing. Done well at the weekend, to be fair. Wasn't the best game in the world, but I think it was his first game in 5 months or something like that, and he actually did they really well. And I think one of your biggest problems this year has been conceding too many poor goals, so one positive was obviously getting a clean sheet, and he was a big part of
it. You and him just sitting slightly brilliant, huh?
No, you know I'm not like that.
No, I know, mate. Good signing for Hearts, Paul?
Aye, all right, Simon. I think he's one of the type of players that always give you a 6-7 out of 10 every week. Steady, Eddie.
Not interested in the players, ever.
Nah, I know what excite fans that guy. But no, listen, good on him, whatever. but no, here, listen, just I'm not saying it's no, but people need to fucking relax a wee bit about it. Fucking run away with the league.
Fucking.
Honestly, God. Good. Goodness me, man. Run away with the league. What else you want? I mean,
to beat Borough would have been a start, to be fair.
Yeah.
Aye. But you're going to get criticism, aren't you? You're going to get criticism. Like you said, the objective for us at the start of the season was to win the league, but do it well, perform well. So I think the criticism's definitely been justified by some of the performances. But
it's just at
the end of the day, if we get the club back to where they belong, where they want to be, we know that we need to improve and get better for next year.
He had that speech written on his hand.
Rangers are a prime example of going down the lower leagues, and some weeks it wasn't pretty.
Aye.
Stopped
by them and they got back and knew they're the champions in 55. Hearts aren't going to quite get 55, but what they're going to do is they're going to be back in playing against Hibs 3-4 times a season, competing at the top level. That's all you ask for. Sometimes it isn't pretty, but I think just gave Robbie Nielsen a wee bit more faith, a wee bit more trust. Game the pre-season with something like yourself and other players that come in later on in the season, so didn't they have a pre-season behind them? I think just get promoted and criticism then fine. Next year.
But that's what happens when you're at a big club, isn't it? That's why you get paid the big bucks, mate. That's why you're sitting dripping in Gucci and exactly. Money, isn't it, young man?
No me, mate.
Hey,
remember Ross McCormick message you saying, I like Dick Chin?
Dick Chin, he said to me. What's happening, Dick Chin? How are you, pal?
What?
Do you know?
Ah, yeah, pals. What's happening,
Dick? So there's a story behind that nickname then?
Right. Talking about bad results of the Brora one, Ireland. Wow. Luxembourg and Drew. Qatar.
Mate, they're brilliant though. Qatar.
Really?
Swear to God, aye.
Who's good for them?
Xavi Hernandez went there.
Oh, and he's changed them?
10 years ago and changed the whole system.
Show us how Qatar play.
Playing full back.
Did they? Clipping it to full back.
Clipping to full back.
Oh,
so
you
hard.
Like that?
So hard.
So they've got a ball playing goalie.
Ball playing goalie, brilliant. So hard to get one enough.
No, listen. Will he get sacked? Stephen Kenny?
I think he should.
Well, he was a Dunfermline manager.
See the thing is, when he took over Ireland, Mick McCarthy was still in charge.
Yeah.
I think. And Mick McCarthy obviously got into the playoffs. And because of COVID, the playoffs had got put back certain dates. So that the dates run past Stephen Kenny's. Stephen Kenny was supposed to start on a certain date. And obviously by that time, Mick McCarthy would have had the qualifiers now done. He ended up saying, no, I want the job now. Took the job. Didn't he win the playoffs? I knew he's not won a game in 11 or 12 or something like this. And losing it to Luxembourg and drawing with Qatar.
It's a big job to get for managing the League of Ireland to get an Ireland job, isn't it?
But apparently they absolutely praise him, the FAI. They think he's like the next big thing. But is Ireland going through a process of not having the players that the ones used to have?
Roy Keane said that, didn't he? He says... It's not blaming the manager too much. There's not a lot of good players. Aye.
So you've got to game.
Christ, you could say that. About
aye, you've got to game some sort of leeway. But I don't. If even at the top of our heads, start naming off a couple of Irish players who are prominent now in the top leagues. Is there that many?
Mm-hmm. Steve Staunton. Who else?
Regardless, you can't even get beat by Luxembourg.
No. Yeah.
Goodness me.
So you want him sacked?
Aye. Should be. Out you go.
And who'll get it? Chipper
will be up there. Just slotting everybody, won't he? Don't care about
just
Ireland.
Just like Ireland, nobody cares.
I know, also I'd love to see Roy Keane getting it.
Oh, would you, right?
Aye, field manager, no assistant, field manager.
I do think to manage your country, you should be that for that nation.
Aye.
Getting an Ireland job, you should be Irish. Aye. If you're getting a Scotland job, you should be Scottish. I know that sounds daft, but I don't know, I've just always felt that way.
Good point.
Good point.
No, damn, man, that was really good. I'm not kidding a fucker.
No. Oh, right, by the way. But Kev?
Right now, we've got the, have we not got five managers from five?
Aye.
They're all from, so Kenny, Robert Page, Gig, Wales, Southgate. Stevie Clark, Scottish.
Puffy Clark's not coaching any of them.
He's got John Carver and Stephen Reid, isn't it?
Stephen Reid, they are Irish and English.
I'll tell you one thing, topic coaching. This guy here is, I'm going to say it now, he's going to be one of the best coaches in Britain soon.
He talks
no, here, trust me, unbelievable.
You know your stuff, mate.
No,
stuff.
I don't know.
Not here. I didn't realise it to this level.
I think he kids on that he doesn't really care either. I think he really does care.
No, I care, mate, 100%.
And when this is almost like the changing room and stuff like that, but when he's out of here, my God, that's what he thinks about D&D.
Do you know what I can't understand? I can't believe, rather, that this guy goes out running like every day. I just can't see it.
Yeah, he drank whiskey the night before and then goes up.
Does the 10K?
He's breathing heavier than me climbing up these stairs.
Was
it? Are you?
Is he struggling?
Did he hear you?
Trust me, so is
10K yesterday, mate.
10? What's your 5K time?
19 minutes.
19?
That's some gone. I'm telling you.
What's your 5K time story?
40. Come on, big man. We've got golf to go to.
Let's go. Well done, man. Golf.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.